Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. By the way, I just got a text from Single Scott. He was in the Turks and Caicos last week, and he was on the Turks and Caicos Explorer liveaboard, and a friend of ours, Jerry Beatty, was on another boat in the area, and they, I guess they kind of mirrored each other because of the Hurricane Irene that they had to kind of weather together. And somebody on Jerry's boat had some issue with her foot, and Bob Evans had made a special fin for her.
Son of a gun.
Kind of like that movie. You seen that movie they're running the trailer for about the dolphin, where the dolphin loses its tail, and they create artificial tail?
I did not see that.
You haven't seen the trailer for that?
It's no.
I forget what the name of the movie is, but it has some kind of...
Wag this.
No, I don't think that's it. You Google it. Just dolphin movie. It's coming out next weekend. You know, here it is, Labor Day. I think it's next weekend. And it's... based on a real-life story of a dolphin that was stranded and it gotten its tail caught up in some netting or something, and they had to remove the tail of the dolphin, and they put it into, you know, rehab at one of the aquariums or something, and somebody bonded, a kid bonded with it, and someone came up with the idea of, could we make an artificial limb, an artificial tail for the dolphin, and they did.
Yeah. Harry Connick Jr.'s in it, Ashley Judd, and it's called The Dolphin Tail.
Yeah, of course, see?
Tail,
I told
T-A-L-E.
You. Yeah, isn't it, who's the, is it Lawrence Fishburne? No, it's, who's the other guy?
Harry Connick Jr.
No, that's not him. There's the, it's had, he's a famous actor guy.
Morgan Freeman.
There you go. Morgan Freeman is the guy, or the inventor, I guess, that comes up with the with this artificial limb for the dolphin. So that's coming out next week. This week...
Chris Christopherson's playing a crotchety old man in this film.
Get out. That's a stretch.
I know.
But the kicker, I guess, maybe this will offset the fact that we've had to deal with Shark 3D. Or whatever. What the hell is that movie out this weekend?
The stupid Sharks in the Lake movie,
yeah.
That's out? In a lake in a freshwater body that's got dozens of sharks in it? That stupid damn movie?
It's actually very realistic in that regard, because it could be bull sharks, which are freshwater sharks as well. But my guess is, you know, I had the option. I almost went to see that piece of crap last night. Just to say that, okay, I saw it. It's a piece of crap. Don't go see it. Because, you know, it probably doesn't portray sharks in the best of light. I'm guessing. I've seen the trailer of it. You know, it's Jaws all over again, pretty much.
Shark Night 3D.
Yeah. And with a title like that, you're thinking it's definitely Oscar material, but... despite that, I'm guessing it's probably not good with when it comes to trying to dispel the myth surrounded by sharks and shark attacks. I just got a new list of things that you could that you're more, you know, common things you can die from.
Things that would happen more likely than you being eaten by a shark.
Yeah, falling coconuts kill more people, vending machines.
I hear that story a lot, and I don't believe that that's true.
Oh, it's absolutely true.
And I
will tell you, because
I mean, I know hardly
I have
any people.
Seen it.
Yeah.
I have seen it,
You have someone get killed by, a coconut?
I have seen them fall at some of the resorts that we've been at. And you can see how somebody, because the person wasn't sitting right under it. But you could see if somebody was, it would put a serious hurting on someone. And it's happened to me several times where I've seen this, like, oh, that's what they're talking about. Because, you know, these coconuts are way, way up there, 30, 40 feet in the air on some of these taller trees. And they get quite a bit of momentum coming down. And if you happen to be in the wrong spot, you could see how it could whack someone pretty good. But, it escapes me. Some of the new statistics that I saw were just crazy outrageous. And maybe we could Google them, too, because they probably just came out again in some recent blast for Shark Week, I believe is what it was, trying to put things in perspective again.
You're going to love the story I found because it quotes the director of the Florida Museum of Natural History's International Shark Attack File.
Really?
And its director.
InternationalSharkAttackFile.com. You ought to go there. That's a great
George
website.
George Burgess, who is clearly a noted sharkatologist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What does he say? Is that where those stats are?
Actually, he's been quoted by a number of people as the source for 150 people are killed annually by coconuts falling from trees.
Well, of course. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't doubt that, though. I mean, when you see it happen, Bill, it sounds so outrageous, but when you're at a resort and you're sitting in a lounge chair and all of a sudden a coconut drops next to you, you're like, whoa! I mean, it's interesting to see firsthand. Now, the whole vending machine thing with a vending machine, a Coke machine falls on top of people, I got to say I haven't seen that one. I mean, you could think about that, but you wouldn't think that more people are killed every year by those type of situations.
Okay.
But what?
I consider it a proven fact now that 150 people do not, in fact, die from coconut-related injuries.
Okay, why?
Because the science is that the coconut doesn't actually have enough mass to kill you. If it fell, even if it fell 80 feet, it doesn't have enough mass to cause a killing blow. Because mass and the acceleration due to gravity are the two things which can contribute to it. It doesn't get... It can hurt you. And it could
depends
potentially...
on where it hits you in the head.
Depending on how it...
crack your head open.
Okay.
Crack your head open and brain spill out all over right there.
All that having been said, you're still suggesting that it happens 150 times.
I'm just saying that's what the stats are.
No, there is no statistical basis for that. None.
How do you figure? What are you basing your assumption on?
I'm basing it on a website which goes and investigates these sorts of claims.
Oh, is this on Snopes?
It's not on Snopes.
Snopes?
No. No. It is not Snopes.
It's on Snopes.
Normally it's the straight dope.
A straight dope.
The straight dope.
And what is straight dope saying?
They can't find a single documented case.
Oh, they just haven't found it.
They can't find one, and now you say there's 149 additional to the one they can't find. No. And they asked George Burgess, and he appears to have made up the information.
No, I don't believe. I don't. That's hard to believe. But George Burgess, first of all, I don't think is the one who came up with that. I don't think that is the case. But regardless, you know, there's a lot of crazy ones, and there's some that actually when you say out loud and you think about it, it's like
I think more people are killed by dog bites and dog attacks than are killed by sharks.
There's another
that
one.
I believe.
More people are bitten by other people in the state of New York alone than are bitten by sharks every year.
I'm gonna let that one fly. I'm gonna let that one go.
As outrageous as that sounds, like, wait a minute, you know, they're probably right. That actually sounds realistic. And, you know, when you put it in perspective, you know, it's like 10 people or so are killed by sharks every year. That's kind of maybe 7 to 10. It's really very, very, very small, and especially when you consider all the other factors involved and other activities that you can get involved with, or freak accidents, you know, people falling and hurting themselves in the bathtub. That's one, actually, where people are hurt in a bathtub. You know, it just when you put it in perspective, some of them, like the coconut thing, I see what you're saying, but I do. When it's hard to relate to until you actually see it because it sounds so outrageous.
If you type in coconut deaths, I will let you know there are 25 lengths disputing the myth.
It's
25.
The
right in a row. There's, do you know how many there are supporting the myth? Zero.
How many people are bitten by other people that die? And that would include cannibals, right?
It'd be like cannibal lectors. Have to include cannibals, yes.
Yeah, see? There's a lot of things you got to take into account. I mean, if you want to zero in on the coconut thing, eh, who cares?
Coconut thing is ridiculous.
There's
Please
20
stop
others.
It.
There's 20 others that actually you could look at are just as outrageous, and you'd think, like, really?
Well, no, they're not just as outrageous because I believe the other things might be true.
I mean, it's like a guy who takes a pink life raft and starts having his way with it in some
that
kind of
that could never happen in 100 years. There's no way that could ever happen.
Really?
I'll check the internet.
Okay, check the internet. We'll talk about it next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
She is home to the oldest protected rainforest in the Western Hemisphere, the largest brain coral in the world, and she's considered the true jewel of the Caribbean Sea. Her sparkle will live in your memory long after you have left her shores. Tobago is her name, and she is now calling for you. Pristine coral reefs teeming with rich marine life are just the beginning. Find out why this is so in Tobago by going to visittobago.gov.tt. That's visittobago.gov.tt.
Now, we'll need oxygen.
I got it covered. In the event of an emergency, my ass can be used as a flotation device.
Oh, that reminds me. You've all taken your pressure pills, right?
Yes. Stop asking.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go to the sea below. I know, you know, we go psycho for the show. That's a hit. Just can't sit. It's time to go diving with it. That's it. Call your buddy, let's dive. We're about to go live. This ain't no jive. And you know it's always better down where it's wetter. So go with the flow. It's time for the show. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio. We're going diving with it. Scuba Radio.
Okay, that's going out to Norbert from Poland. He was on the Maldives boat with us on the Carpe Vita liveaboard. Great guy. He had he sent me a video of some old disco song that I guess was real popular in Poland, I guess. I don't know. He couldn't believe that I didn't know it was like Big Daddy or something. And it was like a really awful disco song that I didn't recognize at all. But it was like this guy who was dancing worse than you or I could.
Wow.
That's shocking, isn't
that
it?
That is unbelievable.
And you know, I don't know what the point of him wanting me to see this video other than to, you know, torture me. So I sent him a copy of that song we just played.
That was very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, and
Touché,
of course,
Norbert.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith still together.
That's good.
And I understand at least Will's a diver, isn't he?
You know, I remember hearing about that, that he may have been. I think we've had that sometime in our past, that he was into the diving thing, but I don't really remember.
I think so.
Yeah. It's hard to believe we've been doing this 15 years, isn't it, Bill?
It's unbelievable.
You know, April 1st will be our 15th year on the air with Scuba Radio.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, makes you feel old, doesn't it?
No, not at all.
No, it really doesn't. It's like, really, just blink your eye and it's gone. But it's all good. And we got plenty more places to go. We're hopefully going to check in with our buddy from Coral Sun Resort in Fiji. That was one of the resorts that was featured on The Bachelorette. And he, I don't know if you saw this, but the finale of that show was filmed in Fiji and Coral Sun Resort, where we spent some of our time last time in Fiji, was where they had just finished up filming the show. So we kind of had a little precursor to what was happening. Now, I watched the show only because I had heard...
Liar!
That, you know, they were going to feature Coral Sun Resort and some of the places that we'd been to in Fiji on our last trip. So I had to watch the Bachelorette last three, four episodes purely for that reason and that reason only. And I recognized some of the places, but not all of them. I don't think they were real clear on the TV show exactly where they were every time, which was, kind of sucky, because you know, you kind of wanted to look like, oh, I was there, and I couldn't pick it out. I saw a lot of things that looked familiar, but you couldn't really place them necessarily. But if you saw the show, you definitely would have seen a beautiful area, and from that standpoint, the TV show did do the Fijian Islands justice, because it's exactly how it looks like on TV. So picturesque. It'll blow your mind, and evidently it's been pretty good for the Fiji tourism, especially when it comes to honeymooners that want to go there. They saw The Bachelorette.
Jackie Gleason fans.
Maybe them, too.
Alice!
To Fiji, Alice! That's where
we...
I don't know.
There we go.
Maybe.
Hey, that's something.
But, yeah, we have Jack Young from CoralSunResort.com on Scuba Radio right now. Jack, how you doing, my friend?
Bula Bula, we're coming from the Boulder Fair in Boulder, Colorado, where there's the highest number of divers per capita in any state in the U.S. So we have a booth here, and I'm just out here being a carny. So
nice. Fiji. Very nice. All right, so you're just yelling at the passerbys like, hey, come to Fiji and
yeah,
win the stuffed animal.
We're looking at all the girls.
Jack,
all the girls telling them they can win a free vacation to Fiji.
Jack,
they're all signing up.
This is something I've always wanted to do in a carnival environment, because, you know, they got those guess your weight, guess your birthday things. This is something which I know is going to work and be big. Guess your bra size.
Wow.
I think we need to get one.
I think this is something that'll work. You just have them stand there, and you come in behind them, and you say, I need to hold them for 5 seconds, and I will be able to tell your guess size. And what I would do is just buy an enormous bag of stuffed animals and spend my day doing that.
Wow.
Yeah, I think I'll go get some for tomorrow's show. And
jeez.
The next day.
Well,
yeah, so
well, I'll include some bail money, just so you know. But regardless, but yeah, it's a good show then. What is this, like an adventure show in Boulder, Colorado going on this weekend or what?
No, it's just called the Boulder Fair, and there's 320,000 people that come in 3 days.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's, if you know, Boulder, Colorado is a unique place, to say the least. And,
well, the whole Boulder thing probably plays into guess your bra size thing, I guess. They could work that angle as well. But yeah, I mean, where there's people, it's a good place to tell them about Coral Sun Resort. I mean, are you showing like a video there in your booth of The Bachelorette? Are you using some of that stuff from the TV show to market the resort now or what?
You know, it's funny. Half the people we tell that they filmed the grand finale of The Bachelorette go, they feel sorry for me, you know. And then the other half go, oh, I would never miss it, you know. But in any event, we've been that segment of our business, the honeymoon business, particularly the ones who really like to dive, that business has gone crazy for us, thanks to the silly show, The Bachelorette. But there we were.
Yeah. Well, hey, take it as it comes. I mean, newlyweds can dive too, just as good as regular folks. And you know, I was there, and I wasn't there as a newlywed or anything. And I mean, who wouldn't want to go there and be pampered and see the kind of scenery that you have there at the resort? I mean, I think that's pretty universal, whether you're there as a couple or not. Now, I got to say, it is probably one of the most romantic places I've ever seen on the planet. But that's just a bonus if you go out there and just want to do some diving. I mean, so you get all types of divers out there, don't you?
Yeah, I figured you fell in love with our dive operator when you were there.
Yeah, they had one. They had a couple that was...
Steve seems very nice. The stories we've heard about Steve, excellent guy.
The north of Fiji, that's the one. If it's Koro Sun, and certainly we'd like to think we're one of the best places to dive in Fiji, but in any event, for the people out there, it's the north of Fiji where all the soft corals are. It's called the soft coral capital on Earth, and it is indeed that. And... you know, there's a little island that's a park of marine reserve called Namena. And you went diving there, I think. Maybe not. Did you go to Namena?
Yeah, we did. We got to spend a day at Namena, where I guess they took the Pixar team for Finding Nemo to kind of get their inspiration for doing the animation for that movie.
And they had barracudas eat their mother.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Then Nemo was there, though. Nemo and all the other, you know, talking fish. That's where they started. All right, more with Jack from Colorado next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
CoralSunResort.com. That's K-O-R-O Resort .com. You can go there and check them out, Coral Sun Resort, and book them today. Whether you want to go there for a honeymoon or just do some diving. I know, Jack, you guys are actually picking up some of the dive instruction there at the resort now, too? Like some kind of advanced, is it like an advanced certification or just several type of specialties or what?
Colin's been really, because, you know, he used to be a university professor in Australia, he's really runs a first-class operation, and he's been starting to do more, you know, you give a good price, and people come for a week and get their next certification and do some great diving and kind of a lower profile package instead of necessarily the fanciest brewery on the place with all the massages. So we're doing an increased amount of that. We like that because we like the serious divers that bring their camera gear and so on. And because it's with all the soft coral, there's just tremendous.
Well, no doubt. I mean, that's what I was saying. You can mix it up if you have a non-diving spouse that wants to go play spa during the day, and you dive and you're a hardcore diver, or mix it up a little bit. You got it all there, Coral Sun Resort. It's quite nice. When do you get back to the island? You're there in Colorado this weekend, but are you? But you heading back over to Fiji anytime soon?
I go back. I go back to Fiji the day after Dima.
Ah, okay.
I'll be there with all those mermaids and you at Dima, and then I'm going to head back to Fiji. It's a long way from Orlando, but we're heading back.
All right. Well,
I'll be there all winter.
Well, don't say that out too loud, or my mermaids may go with you. You hear what I'm saying? Hell, I may go with you.
Hell, I'd like that mermaid to come with me.
He didn't say me, Bill. Did you notice that? I noticed how he conveniently left that part out.
No mention was made of
that. You can be the chaperone.
I can be a wrangler.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll need wranglers.
You don't want to be chaperoned, I can tell already.
Yeah, well, good point. All right, well, Jack, I'll let you get back to it there in Boulder, Colorado. Thanks for the update. Look forward to seeing you again soon in Orlando here for Dima, and then we'll go back to VG sometime soon, I'm sure. All right?
Bula and Vanaka.
Yeah,
talk to you guys.
There, back at Bula and Vanaka. That means Hi, but you got bad breath. No.
No.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Naked Scuba Boy.
The official home or promoter of Naked Scuba Boy exists everywhere. He is amongst us. There's probably a Naked Scuba Girl somewhere, too.
Licking his toes.
Maybe. Very possible. But if I know Naked Scuba Boy at all, and I really don't, but if I were Naked Scuba Boy, where would I want to go? Well, Fiji would be one choice. But also Dominica. As a matter of fact, I was just checking the Scuba Radio Facebook page, and I see Izzy from Images Dominica has posted some new pictures, it looks like, from their organization of the T2 Gorge, where we had a little adventure when we were last time hanging out in Fiji with our buddy Woody. And Woody just celebrated a birthday yesterday, and he is on Scuba Radio right now, live from Dominica. How you doing, Woody?
Hey, excellent, Scuba Radio. What's happening?
Hey, just checking in with you, man. So you're 26 years old again, right? Something like that?
Yeah, pretty close, pretty close.
Yeah. So Woody is the man who will pick you up at the airport and take you all around the island of Dominica, the nature island, and just make your experience truly special. He knows all the ins and outs, where to go to the hot pools, places like T2 Gorge. I'm looking at this picture from Izzy right now. It brings back some great memories, my friend. We had a good time at that adventure last time. What's going on in Dominica right now? Is it kind of slow? Did you guys dodge all that hurricane stuff too, or no, or what?
Yeah, actually, pretty much. I mean, you know, where I'm pretty safe down here. It's, you know, the weather is fairly warm and sunny, but we have some dark clouds looming ahead.
Yeah,
you know, but other than that, everything is good down here.
Yeah. Well, how about your birthday? So you celebrated a birthday yesterday, and obviously you made it through the evening. Which I would
That's
imagine.
Right. I survived. I was 45 yesterday.
Yeah, congratulations. Just barely, I guess. You made it through the evening. Knowing you. They know
I'm
how to.
Good, I'm good.
I know. They know how to light it up down there in Dominica for sure. Yeah.
That's for sure. Absolutely.
So, were you drinking some of the Bush rum? Have you had any of this?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of this, Bill? Bush rum?
No. I take that back. I have heard you tell stories about the Bush rum, but no, I have not gotten to in any way experience the Bush rum, because what you bring me back from Dominica is sand.
Well, I didn't even bring that back last time. Actually.
No, last time I didn't even get sand.
Yeah, but I brought it back.
You went to the Maldives and you brought me back sticks from your backyard.
No, those were...
Oh, my gosh.
They
Maggie,
were,
what are you doing?
They
you
were
bring back some Bush rum for Bill.
Well, I should have. Yeah, and they weren't sticks. They were wands from London. Harry Potter land.
They were live oaks from Florida.
They were raw. They just had not been, you know...
Magicked up.
Right.
I understand.
Yeah. But yeah, maybe some Bush rum, maybe some... Well, I did bring you back the liquid wood, or what was it?
Oh, gee whiz.
That
yes,
was from
you did.
Dominica. I didn't see that last time we were there. What was that stuff called again?
Death in a plastic water bottle.
Secretion from the bark of a tree that is like natural Viagra. What do you call it? Something wood? Liquid
That's
wood?
Right. That's right. It's called Hardwood.
Hardwood, right.
Hardwood. Yes. Bourbonnais. Yes. It really keeps you up.
It really keeps you up, but late at night.
Yeah, worried that you're going to die from having drunk it.
Wow. Well, anyway.
You started with this bush rum thing. What makes bush rum different?
Well, Woody, how would you explain
it? Well, I mean, it's just the taste of it and the fact that it's all natural herbs and spices blended in with rum.
With the emphasis on herbs. I think.
Oh dear.
Depending on where you're buying your bush rum, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
I mean you have different types of bush. You got your peppermint. You have your sort of your nanny. You have all sorts of different spice.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and you go to a place like the lab, and they mix it up.
The lab. I was there last night. Yes, that's right. I was there last night for a little shot.
Yeah. Very good.
It was good.
And they have a chemist behind the counter there who kind of whips it up into some special concoction that you take a shot of this stuff and promptly fall over.
Right.
Yeah, it works. It works.
Ten of them, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Woody, have you been doing many tours lately, or things kind of slow right now? I mean, I know this is kind of a slow season, right?
It's pretty dead right now. There's no cruise ships on island, so pretty much it's just dead until October. That's when the season opens up again.
Got it. So you guys take this time to kind of work on some boats, get some things in line, take care of some personal business, and just enjoy the island yourself, I guess, right?
That's right, yes. And me myself, actually, I'm getting ready to head off to Mexico for a couple of weeks for the Pan American Games. I've been appointed the team manager for Dominica, so I have to go over to Mexico for a couple of weeks in October.
Right. Now, is that
manager for Dominica?
Is that for swimming, right? Or what is
that's
it?
That's for the Pan American Games, which is all track and well. We have no swimmers at the moment, but we have all track and field. Yeah.
Hold on.
What?
Check this now.
No, he's an Olympic swimmer.
But there's no swimming in the Pan American Games. It's just track and field.
Of course they are.
Okay, but Dominica has no swimmers now?
We have no swimmers now, no.
Wow.
On the island? Let me rephrase.
Well, competitive swimmers. Meaning, you know, within a certain standard that they can compete overseas at overseas meet.
Are you telling me that because nobody's as good as you?
I was a Dominican Olympian. I swam in 96 Olympic Games. I was Dominica's first Olympian.
There you go.
And no one's anywhere near as good as you, is what you're saying. You're better than everybody else on the island. This is your fault, isn't it, Woody?
No. Woody is like the Superman of Dominica. He is. He's an animal.
Well,
and bush rum is his kryptonite.
Bush rum is a kryptonite, indeed.
It's everybody's kryptonite, trust me. Yeah. No doubt. But yeah, I mean...
It doesn't strike you as odd that an island nation which spawned Woody Lawrence, that there are no world-class swimmers, not one.
Well, you have to remember, I mean, it's a lack of facilities as well, of training. It's all about facilities.
Oh, if only you had, what do they call those giant things with the water in them? Oceans. If only you had an ocean nearby.
Well, you know, it's a little bit more than oceans, trust me.
Yeah, it is. There's sponsorship issues.
It's a lot more than oceans.
Yeah, there's sponsorship issues.
It's about having the infrastructure to set up a proper coaching and international standards. No, it's a lot more than just having an ocean.
Yeah, and there's a lot of places that have oceans. The competition is tough, Bill. It's not as easy as you think. And they got other things that probably attract
For me, I mean, I had my experience in Canada where I swam competitively. So I had the experience of training and competing overseas while I lived in Canada, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Now, see, the bobsled team from Dominica is huge.
I don't think that's true.
Oh,
thinking of Jamaica.
Maybe I am. You're
thinking of Cool Runnings.
I'm sorry. That could be.
Or even the luge. I mean, the luge is a wonderful event. I might want to compete in the luge.
Well, who wouldn't want a luge? Come on. You take a couple shots of bush rum, anybody would want a luge.
I'm sure.
No doubt. What about have you? What's been going on diving-wise down there? Have you been getting any reports about what's been seen off the coast? Are the sperm whales still hanging out or what?
Well, I haven't been doing any diving lately, but, I mean, it's still pretty good. The whale-watching operations, I have been spotting whales. So, you know, there's still lots of activity out there. right now we have a little bit of a blanket of this dead seaweed all over the island. So it's causing a little bit of a, you know, a couple problems.
Yeah, just kind of stinky, I guess, huh? Washing up on shore stinking things up a little, huh? So you got a little cleanup on your hands
and
at the moment.
It seems to be island-wide, yes.
Yeah,
It seems to be island-wide.
Well, it happens every now and then. That's
normal. Yeah, yeah.
But are you running many tours at all right now, or is it because...
No, it's dead.
Yeah,
it's dead. There's nothing happening.
All right,
nothing
happening. So you're just kind of on holiday right now. That's good.
Pretty much. Now I'm also getting quality for bookings for next season, because most of my business, I get from online, my Facebook site, my website. So I have, you know, other businesses dead. I mean, come November, by the time I get back from Mexico, I'm back in it full swing.
Nice. And you can get a hold of Woody by just doing typing in a search on Facebook, WoodyDominica.com, or Woody Dominica, right?
That's my Facebook site, Woody Dominica. I'm also working on Woody Dominica.
Right, there you go.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
All right before the break there, Woody, I'm not sure if we quite got that out, but if you do a search for Woody Dominica on Facebook, it'll pop right up. And also, he's working on a website, WoodyDominica.com, is that it?
Absolutely correct, WoodyDominica.com, but it's not ready yet.
All right, so he's working on that. Right now, it's best way to get a hold of him is through Facebook. And trust me, it's well worth it if you want to go to Dominica and get a little private tour on his Land Rover, the only type of Land Rover of its kind on the entire island. And he can get to places that a lot of the other folks cannot. And you can really see the nature island in a way that is truly unique by booking a little adventure with Woody to be your guide. And that's what you need in a new place like that if you haven't been, for sure. He's a great, great friend and a great guide for Dominica, for people that want to visit there. And it should be on your list if it's not. Trust me. I've been there four times now, and I'm going back next year if they'll let me back in the country. Simple as that. Also, going back just a bit to our little shark attack thing about the coconuts, so I did find something.
Yeah.
And here are a couple of the other elements that you're more likely to be killed by other than a shark. Now, we said coconuts, you don't buy that one.
Don't buy it at all.
How about this one? Falling out of bed. You're more likely to be killed by falling out of bed than by a shark.
Well, because I would imagine some old people do die from falling out of bed. So, yes, I believe that's true.
And we said the vending machine, lightning. Lightning's understandable. How about this one? Left-handers using right-handed equipment, like a chainsaw that's designed for a left-hander or a right-hander. I don't know.
The fact of the matter is, tremendously few people die from shark attacks. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter.
Right.
So we're not, it wouldn't take a big number for more people to die from something else.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone dies from coconuts.
Well, like I said,
but other than that, I'm willing to take it.
I don't know. I found this other website. It's pretty funny. How sharks don't attack, and they have lasers on sharks. That's from Austin Powers.
One, that's one where they don't attack. Absolutely.
I just want sharks with laser beams attached.
Freaking laser beams attached to their head. And everyone deserves a warm meal.
Yeah, evidently that's made the list of how sharks don't attack. People evidently thought that might be possible. And somebody on a website decided they wanted to point that out. The other thing they don't do, they're not mega sharks. They're not able to jump up out of the water and attack a plane.
Oh, mega shark, that was incredible.
Or if you're being rescued on a helicopter.
They're not going to catch you.
They're not going to jump and bite you off the
ladder.
They
also don't attack
helicopter
in packs.
Sharks.
They don't attack in packs either.
Who says?
People that study sharks?
No, that's actually, sometimes they can, actually.
Attack in packs?
Yeah. Bull sharks have been known to.
Oh, bull shark. All right, okay. A little communal fishing action, a little dolphin mimicry.
But they call it the mega shark and the helicopter shark. Those are all, what those are? Those videos, those YouTube videos. Have you seen
that? Mega shark was in a movie. There was a movie with mega shark and some octopus thing.
Right. Sharktopus.
Yeah. It wasn't Sharktopus.
No, it was. Mega shark and Sharktopus?
No.
Well, whatever.
Anyway.
But there's a video of a shark jumping up and attacking a plane.
Exactly right.
Same thing on the helicopter thing. Right. Like a guy's coming
up the
ladder.
The thing about the mega shark video. Jumping out of the water and catching the plane is the plane was, of course, at 30,000 feet.
Yeah, well.
So the suggestion was that the shark was able to get up enough momentum to jump 30,000 feet. And then once he'd done that, enough strength to bite through the fuselage of a plane.
Right. Well, it is mega shark. It's not just shark. That wouldn't make any sense at all.
It's a good point.
So, anyway, we'll leave it at that. Now, I know there was a story last week we forgot to talk about. On Scuba Radio, we talked about it on our boat show, but there was an incident down in West Palm Beach by Blue Huron Bridge of a sailboat that cruised through some dive flags
Bridge. Did not go through the boat channel, went outside of the boat channel, and went right in between two divers that were diving the bridge.
Yeah.
And it was filmed from a dive operation, which is not affiliated with the divers, that just happened to be there. They were passing through the bridge and saw it happening and tried to get themselves in front of the boat to make it slow down. It was a sailboat under power.
Yeah.
And it was somebody from Jim Abernathy's.
Yeah, it was our buddy Jim Abernathy or some of his crew from his vessels down there in West Palm Beach. Now, this video has been, it went viral big time. It was on our Facebook last week after the show. They were probably mad that we didn't talk about it, actually. And I apologize. Yeah, we meant to, and what else are you going to say? The boater was an idiot? Yeah, absolutely. He obviously shouldn't have been operating, didn't have any clue what the dive flag meant. What should be done about it? I don't know. There's already laws on the books. You're supposed to stay outside of 100 feet of any dive flag.
Well, the crew of the boat got as much information as it could off of the boat so that it could be found. And the story at the time was that it was going to be investigated by Florida Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah. But we haven't heard anything of what has happened to the boat captain or, you know.
He hasn't washed up dead anywhere.
He's just playing ignorance. You know, he just didn't know. I'm guessing, you know, you want to give him the benefit of the doubt that that's what it was. He went through the wrong marker channel.
Just so we understand, the benefit of the doubt is you're a complete moron.
Yeah.
That's the benefit of the doubt here.
So,
because there are worse scenarios that we can come up with other than you're a complete moron.
Well, no. I mean, like, what should happen to him? He'd take his boat away or something. I don't know. Is that what should happen?
You know, what should happen is we should put him in the middle of the actual boat channel and see how long he survives. Put him in the actual boat channel with a diver flag and see how long he makes it.
Yes. I kind of like that idea. Let the dive charter boats run their boats at the same time.
That's not a bad idea right
there. Payback. Not a bad deal. Not a bad deal. All right. That'll have to do it for this week. Get a report on the Surf Expo. A lot of bikini models at that show. I'm going there to do research. You'll hear all about it next week. Till then, remember, it's always better.
Downwards wetter.
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.